This is Emmy Faust. You are listening to the Business Greenhouse podcast. And my challenge to myself this month is to record an episode every day and bring you lots of hopefully valuable tips and advice as to how you might grow a thriving business. So I'll be talking about the things I have learned over the last 20 years, and I'll be trying to just bring you a daily tip, which is just a couple of minutes. So let's get on. Thank you for joining me. Today is the 4th of December, and I'm going to be talking about one of my favourite topics. I've got lots of favourite topics, actually, but measurement is one of my favourite topics. And that is because it is so important to measure what you're doing, because if you don't, you don't know what is working and you don't know what isn't working. And you are probably wasting loads of time and money on marketing that isn't working. And I can say this because pretty much every client I have worked with or met has not been measuring their marketing as effectively as they could have been. And I've identified quite a lot of cost efficiencies and savings. There's also been prospective clients who have, you know, been wasting huge amounts of money, like we're talking hundreds of thousands of pounds for the bigger ones, and even smaller ones, individual, what I call solopreneurs, or individuals, sometimes they've been wasting, you know, even £5,000. That's a lot of money to waste on marketing. And I think another thing to remember is that time is also money as well. So if you're not measuring what you're doing and you're not reporting on what you're doing to yourself or to the rest of the company or whoever, might want to see the reports, you won't actually know if the things that you're spending money on are working. So I, with all my clients, as part of the process that I do with them when I'm doing the marketing strategy and their plan, I also offer to help them with their reporting setup so that they have a proper reporting process in place. We create a spreadsheet with all of the strategies and tactics and then how we're going to measure each one of those. And every month that report gets filled in and we can talk about it at our monthly review meetings, or if they are running their own review meetings or quarterly review meetings with the board, for example, they've got all of their reports there. And what will become really obvious is if you're spending money on something that's not working, you'll know that either you need to tweak what you're doing, or you'll need to massively reduce the spend there, or totally stop the spend. Marketing, you know, you're always testing, you're always looking at what's working and thinking about how you can improve what you're doing. I love stats and analysing figures and reports and things like that. I did economics, accounting and law at university, so I really enjoy looking at numbers, and I think it's really important to understand your numbers, because if you don't understand your numbers, you're not going to be able to grow a business successfully. So things that I like to look at are things like what I spend on marketing and how many leads I get from that, how many customers I get from that. What you can then work out what it costs you to get a lead, you can work out what it costs you to get a customer, you can look at things like conversion rates, so how many people that come to your website convert into leads or convert into customers. You can also look at the return on investment, the ROI, so that would be how much money do you get back for every pound that you spend. And you can look at that across different channels as well. So in the past, I've seen that some channels, for example, PPC, Google Ads, might produce a much higher return on investment than other channels, where maybe there's less intent from the customer at the beginning. So that's another really important thing to look at. What is the return on your investment? So for every pound that you spend, how much revenue and profit is generated from your marketing campaign? Another metric that I love, which I'm surprised by how many of the bigger businesses that I've worked with, who I thought it would kind of be standard, actually haven't used this, but I've introduced it to them, is customer lifetime value. So what are your customers worth to you over the lifetime that they stay with you? So for many of us, customers won't just buy once. They'll hopefully come back and, you know, they'll keep buying from us time and time again. And repeat businesses is fantastic because it's much easier to retain a customer than it is to acquire one in the first place. So once you've got a customer, you want to do everything you can to make sure they have an amazing customer experience and to make sure that they want to keep buying from you. And if they do continue to keep buying from you, then obviously the value of that customer over the lifetime that they're with you is significantly more than their first purchase. And so it's really nice to look at what that value is on average. And you can, again, you can look at that across different channels, because then you can compare that to what the cost is for you to acquire that customer. So I have looked at the cost to acquire a customer for me, and I know at the moment that the cost for me to acquire a customer through networking is probably one of the most efficient ways. So even though it does take time for me to build those relationships, and obviously my time is money, but the value that I get from my clients through networking is really, really fantastic. So my call to action would be, if you're not already measuring your marketing, then make sure that that is one of your priorities in 2020. And that can be really simple. You can start with a spreadsheet, list all the things that you're spending money on in your spreadsheet, and then have a column for things like how many customers you got from that activity, how many leads you got, what it costs you to acquire that customer, and what it costs you to acquire that lead. And then also you can look at the return on investment, and also in the back of your mind, be thinking about the lifetime value of that customer. I've got a blog post on this on my website, so I'll link to that in the show notes, and that's called 6 Key Marketing Metrics. So those are 6 key metrics that I think are really important for your marketing. Do let me know how you get on, and also do let me know if you're already measuring your marketing and what important insights you've managed to get from that. And last of all, a quick shout out to all those people who are supporting me with this challenge and liking my posts on LinkedIn. Thank you all. It does mean a lot, and I hope you are finding these valuable and that, you know, they're helping you with your business.